We'll take Ronan next because Colm has just stepped out. So I would like to introduce Ronan Lyons. He's Assistant Professor of Economics at TCD. He's an economist with a particular interest in urban economics, property markets, economic history, public policy and national competitiveness. He obtained his doctorate from Balliol College, Oxford, and his thesis was on Ireland's property bubble and subsequent crash. He has published a book, Next Generation Ireland, and he is author of quarterlydaft.ie reports for those of you who like your economic analysis in 120 characters or less. You can follow him at Ronan Lyons.
Thanks very much for that introduction. Okay, so this is relatively new research. So this is based off a survey, and I should point out this is recorded, so I'll have evidence that I did this. I do want to thank Daft for humouring me when I come up with crazy ideas about finding out what makes the housing market tick. The aim of this is to try and understand housing market expectations. So when people go to buy a house, one of the most important factors is what they think is going to happen. Rather, even a step back, the decision to even think about buying a house is in some way based on what they think is happening in the housing market. And even people who stay renting are implicitly saying something about what they think is happening house prices in the future. So given that it's that important, we should probably be measuring it. And this is an attempt to do just that. So this is as much to keep myself on track as anything else. So the aim of this is to outline some evidence on house price expectations across the various different regions of Ireland. And I think we all appreciate now what some of us have been saying for the last couple of years. It's not one national housing market. There's a lot of different housing sub-markets in the country, and we need to understand what the different dynamics in each. It's using 3 years of a large-scale national survey. And we have information on respondents' characteristics. So we can tell, not just doing some headline statistics, we can start drilling into what makes particular individuals more or less optimistic. And that, of course, can have some policy implications as well, which is why we're here. Okay, so first thing about the survey, I am not a survey design expert, so I'm more than willing to be grilled by one afterwards about the particulars. But there are three parts, three sets of information we want to collect off the people who answer. The first set of information is about them themselves. So what's their age, what's their income, what's their education status or highest qualification, what's their marital status, employment, what sector do they work in, what region are they in, what's their current property market status? Are they living with parents? Are they renting? Are they renting, owning a property somewhere else, or are they renting, not owning a property somewhere else, the accidental landlord? We asked them also, do they read the Daft report? That's partially vain, but partially also you could think that people who would answer that are more likely to be sophisticated about the housing market than those who don't. Not that you get sophistication just from reading the Daft report, although I'd like to think you do. The point being that the people who choose to read that are in some way more attuned to the market. Since the survey just gone, which took place in December and January, we also know if they've made a purchase, when their last purchase was, and that might tell us something about negative equity. The second part is what they think about the market as a whole. So what do they think is going to happen house prices over the next 12 months, and what do they think is going to happen house prices over the next 5 years? And there are two different windows that we think are going to be important. We also ask them what they think has happened in fall from the peak, both nationally and in their own region. Do they think it's good value, yes or no? Again, from this year, we've been asking them, do they think it's risky? It's one thing to say you think house prices are probably not going to change, but it's another thing that's really just half of you thinks it's going to go up 10% and half of you thinks it could go down 10%, and you can't decide, as opposed to the person who's absolutely certain that it's not going to change this year. So trying to get some understanding of how risky they think the market is in general, and also if there's a particular property they're interested in, do they think that's a risky proposition? Just because they answer yes doesn't mean they don't want to buy. And then lastly, we ask them about their own intentions and preferences. So do they want to buy, and if so, when do they want to buy, and what type and size and location are they interested in? And then we also have, I left out one bit on the second part. We asked them what factors they think are most important to driving property prices at a national level and at a regional level. So we give them 9 choices and they're told to pick 3 and rank them. And then in the final part, we give them 10 choices for their own reasons for deferring. But again, they have to pick the top 3 reasons. Is it because they're stuck in negative equity? Is it because they don't have a deposit? Is it because they're happy in their own house? Why are they not buying right now? And we ask them some questions about amenities as well. So that's the kind of information we collect on an annual basis. This is, roughly speaking, an overview of the surveys themselves. So the aim is to get about 2,000 responses a year. And this is done in December and January each year, although I'll come back to that later. So we exclude anyone who doesn't answer enough questions about themselves. We would like to include everyone's about maybe between 2,500 and 3,000 per year. But when you ask people about their income, they start getting a bit fussy and they don't want to answer those kind of questions, or they leave out other questions. Some just leave out education status. I'm not sure why that is. But if we don't have full information, we throw them out. And we end up with roughly 2,000 in each year. And they're the sort of the main headings. You can divide them by age, status in the market, their income bracket, and the region. And I should say that when we ask them these questions, we typically ask them in brackets. So we ask them, what age are you between 25 and 29, 30 and 34, and so on, and the same with income. So we're not getting an exact number, we're getting brackets, and that may impact on how precisely we can estimate some of the individual factors. Okay, that's just telling you what it is. What does it tell us? Given that there's 3 years now, and I would think 3 interesting years to ask people what they think is going to happen, house prices over the next 12 months, given what we know has happened in the housing market in general. So this is what they think is going to happen, the house price in their region in the next 12 months. And you can see on the left-hand side, Dublin has gone from expectations as we enter 2012 that property prices will go down by an average of 10% a year, to expectations that property prices will go up by 4%. And some of you can even stop here and say, well, that's okay, they're only expecting 4%. If they had said 15%, I would have been worried. So you might, if that's all you came for, you can press snooze now. What I think is also reassuring at this stage is that in other parts of the country, yes, they've become a lot more confident, but really they've become a lot less unconfident about the future. They're now expecting prices to be stable rather than falling. And you may regard them, in fact, they were actually right in 2012. If you're outside Dublin, prices did fall by somewhere close to 10% during 2012, and somewhere close to, well, maybe not quite 6%, but they were falling during 2013 as well. So there's definitely a regional pattern, and I typically won't give any national figures because I think the answers are important across regions. What are the top issues they think are impacting house prices 1 year to the next? And this is just the single most important factor. So they give the 3, but you start working in too many dimensions and the graphs get a little bit complicated. So let's just pick the most important factor, Dublin and ex-Dublin. In Dublin, I think the most important thing for me was the change between people who said lack of credit was a huge issue, which is the second one there on the left, and then lack of supply of housing. They've not quite swapped completely, but supply of housing has pretty much come out of nowhere. It was the third or fourth or fifth most important topic in 2012. It's now the single most important worry about house prices, or single most important determinant of house prices, I guess, to put it more neutrally, in Dublin at the moment. It's a bit of an issue outside Dublin, but not nearly. It has roughly doubled in importance. But credit is still the main issue outside Dublin. So. Again, if you're getting tired, you can stop here and think, right, we've gone from worrying about credit to worrying about a lack of supply in Dublin, but is credit still the main issue outside Dublin? There are other things. I think what's quite interesting is we didn't ask them about property tax in 2012 because it hadn't happened. We asked them about property tax, included that as one of the options in 2013 and this year. And you can see that, yes, when it's just about to be introduced, people think this is going to have a detrimental effect on the housing market. God knows what will happen. If you introduce a tax of almost 18 basis points, who knows what could happen to house price? Well, as you can see, they worried about it then, but they don't worry about it anymore. It's a much smaller concern. Now, if you were to increase it by a factor of 10, who knows? But the overall recession, growth of recession, that is clearly a major factor, and you'd expect that to feature, because incomes and employment are going to drive the demand side of housing. Okay, So do people think it's a good, do people think property is good value? What I think is quite interesting, I haven't did it national here, because people have a sense that everywhere else is good value except their own area. So the score for the country as a whole is higher than any one region, which of course doesn't make any sense, because the region should be just a weighted average. So there's certainly, even before getting into the behavioural stuff, there's certainly something about, oh well, Johnny Lucky down in Leitrim can buy three houses for a tenner and I'm stuck paying 500,000 for a three-bed semi-d in Booter's Town. There's an element of that going on, but for everyone's Booter's Town. And particularly in Dublin, you can see people do not think it's significantly improved value in the last few years. And maybe that makes sense because prices haven't changed that much. But elsewhere, people, I think, are increasingly realizing, to themselves anyway, that they think, again, this is a selection because these are people active in the housing market. But if they're the same cohort each year, they're increasingly confident that there's value in the market. Who wants to buy soon? This is the fraction looking to buy within a year. And again, nationally, it's gone from 55% to 65%. And in Dublin, there's been probably the biggest increase of them all. So perhaps the rental market was thicker in Dublin and people were happy to stay renting for a while. Rents have now gone up 15%. Prices have gone up 15%. All of a sudden, it's not... If you were thinking about maybe I'll buy in the next 2 to 5 years, a significant cohort have changed to looking to buy within the next 12 months. In terms of their own factors, why are they deferring purchase? Well, you can see on the far left-hand side is price falls. That was the key factor in 2012 and 2013. It's no longer the dominant factor in Dublin. It still is outside of Dublin, and that makes sense given price trends. But you can see now that the need for a deposit or lack of ability in getting a mortgage is as important or more important in Dublin than the fear that prices are going to fall further. Outside Dublin, stuck in negative equity or can't find a seller, even if you're not in negative equity, is a big factor for people active in the housing market, but still price falls are a major concern. This is probably a slide as much for myself as anyone else. You can see there's hardly anything happening in the graph. I wanted to, at least given I'd gone to the effort, I wanted to at least include something on risk. So we asked them, how risky is the housing market in general? And if you're thinking about a particular property, how risky do you think that is? And the scale of this, it'd be great to have some sort of percentage measure of a risk premium you could put into a model. But I think that's a little too much for one step in a survey. So what we did was we said, okay, one to five. One is as safe as a savings account, however safe you think that is. And five is as risky as a publicly listed share in one company. And three is somewhere in between, and obviously two and four are also in between one and five. So I've just normalized it so that zero is three, so that if they say moderately risky, it'd come across net score as zero. And you can see that for 1 year's worth of information doesn't tell you that much. It'll be getting this information over time and trying to translate it into a risk premium. That would be the value here, roughly the same. Okay. I just wanted to go through a couple of different ways of looking at the individual information, because as economists, we're interested in, do people look forward or look backwards when they make their housing market expectations? Do their own factors matter? Sort of factors that change over time or factors that are given? So the short version is they're more adaptive, they're more backward-looking than forward-looking. If you put in both the change that does happen in their region in the year ahead and the change that happened in the past year, which is better predictive ability using the first two years of the survey? And it's always the one, it's the backward-looking one has more predictive ability in terms of predicting current expectations about housing. So these aren't perfectly rational agents that know what's going to happen. These are agents that look backwards in time and use it as a rule. You can give them longer memory, it doesn't really make much of a difference. But why do individual expectations vary? Surely everyone has the same information about the market, they should come out with the same prediction. So there are going to be individual circumstances. Education has no impact, income has no impact, labour market status has some effect, but what I was expecting was unemployment would make you more pessimistic about the economy. It doesn't. What actually matters is if you're self-employed or if you're not in the labour force. What really makes an impact is your status in the housing market. And if you can see that there, if you're an owner who bought during the bubble
You have significantly higher expectations. If you're an owner who bought before the bubble and you have higher expectations compared to the base category, which is renters. And there's some of the labour market ones.
I'm pushing on time. So the last thing I'll talk about is behavioural aspects about confirmation bias or loss aversion. So those in negative equity appear to have a less optimistic outlook. But actually, it's a fear of missing out from the people just about to buy is the thing that really jumps out. So again, if we look at how much capital gain you have estimated by the year of purchase, and you can see that it's marginally positive, but the year's ownership still, that the longer you own, the less optimistic you are. It's the want to buy, want to purchase as soon as possible, or want to purchase in 6 or 12 months. They make you significantly more worried. Not that I'm saying that these are completely exogenous, but they make you significantly more concerned that house price inflation is on the way. So I'm probably coming up on time there. So how does this matter for policy? Well, asset considerations. The user cost is basically the difference between the interest rate and what you think is going to happen to house prices, plus or minus some secondary factors. So this is what's happened, the five-year prediction for house prices, annualized. People everywhere have gone from thinking large falls of 3% a year for 5 years to increases of 2 to 3% over the next 5 years. And to give you some figures on that, if you look at Dublin, in late 2011, the average house price in Dublin was 231,000. They expected, market participants expected the price in late 2016 to be about 200,000. Now they expect it to be 300,000. So is that a cause for concern if people revise their long-run estimates by 50%? That's an open question. So we should be doing more of this kind of work and finding out. So I'll leave it there.